I wish I could get her to go to church. Sister, does she work next to you? She's at the church when she's sitting next to you. Because you are the church. Some would say that one of the most awful things Satan ever did was get Constantine to make Christianity the legal religion of the realm, so that we started building churches and cathedrals and palaces for church folks to come to, and all of a sudden, Satan had got Jesus localized again. That wasn't God's plan. Not saying have a church building is wrong, but if you become building-centric, that's not why God did this. God did this so that you and I would see ourselves as the representatives of God wherever we go and wherever we are. You are His presence in this world. Now that means a couple of things. Last couple of buttons here. If God's holiness is truly the creation of His presence within us, one more, Wayne, then I've got to start seeing myself as God's holy person wherever I am. Do we need hats? God lives here. God's home. I've seen God's home, boy. I'm just going to mark off the boy part. God's home. Tell me how you would act differently at your work if you wore a t-shirt to work that says, God lives here. The light's on and God's at home. This little light of mine. Mama, how would you greet your husband at the door when you realized you are the presence of God to him? Husband, how would you greet your wife at the door when you come through the door and hug your kids to know you are the presence of Christ to them? We've taken to praying this at my church. Lord, help us go be Jesus to this community. I don't mean we become Christ in some divine sense, sinless or able to do miracles. No, no, no. But what we are is we are the light, according to Jesus, and we are the salt. We are His presence in the world.